Let's go first to Bob, calling from St. Joseph, Missouri, listening to 106.7 FM. Thanks, Bob, and thank you for your patience. What's your question for Tim?
Thank you for taking the call. My question is regarding Messianic Judaism. I've met a few Messianic Jews, and they do not celebrate Christmas. It has something to do about birth dates, and I was wondering why that is if they believe Christ is the Savior.
Yeah. Well, it is an interesting thing, isn't it? But it kind of makes sense because, as you probably know, the Messianic Jewish movement is very, very heavily Protestant, and they are of a sola scriptura mindset. So in that sense, I respect the position that's generally held by Messianic Jews that Christmas, or the date of Jesus' birth, as they refer to him as Yeshua, is not in the Bible. And that's the first and most important reason why Messianic Jews, at least that I know of and have talked to over the years, will reject Christmas or the birth of Christ being December 25th. And that really does make sense because it is a Catholic tradition. There's nothing in Scripture that contradicts it. There's very early evidence that occurred. And in fact, the Catholic Church does not teach definitively that Jesus was born on December 25th. We have a lot of ancient sources that indicate it. St. Ambrose, for example, you know, he refers to the Jew on the brain here because we're talking about the Messianic Jews. But, you know, he talks about the Roman archives as having records. Now, those archives have since been destroyed. In his day, St. Ambrose, you know, talks about that. So there is some evidence, but Catholics as well will debate whether Jesus was actually born on December 25th. I am of the opinion that he was, but, you know, you don't have to believe that as Catholics. We say, look, if you had a child, let's say you adopted and you didn't know the child's birthday, which actually is not that uncommon if you adopt children, say, from Africa or very poor countries around the world, sometimes that happens. Well, you pick a day to celebrate the birthday of your adopted child. So, you know, isn't it reasonable to say, look, you know, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We celebrate the birth of all of our family members and such. Would we not celebrate the birth of the Messiah, the Son of God? So, you know, there's certainly nothing wrong, I would argue, with the Messianic Jews with picking that date. And then, of course, we could get into some of the reasons why it may well be that he was born on December 25th. But also, you'll also hear many Messianic Jews will talk about how that Christmas is actually pagan, a pagan feast or festival that was baptized by Christians. And they'll talk about it in a negative way. And I always say, look, even if that were true, it's not, as a matter of history. We did not baptize a pagan holiday. But even if we were to have done that, I would say, wow, praise God, you know, to take over a pagan feast day and baptize it and make something Christian out of it, I think is not a bad idea at all. We are called as Catholics, as Christians, to be leaven, to go into the middle of the world and transform it from the inside out. So once again, you know, there are other arguments that they use, reasonable coming from their perspective, but I think we as Catholics have some good reasons why we do what we do as well.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it so much. Glad you're listening there in Missouri.